أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أنزلنا إليكم آيات مبينات ومثلا من الذين خلوا من قبلكم وموعظة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. This ayah number 34 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the discussion of zina, of adultery, and at the same time of purity and chastity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. Certainly we reveal to you آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ, clear verses, clarified, manifest. From the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سُورَةٌ أَنزَلْنَاهَا وَفَرَضَنَاهَا, that this is a surah we revealed, we compiled it. And obviously thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about various steps to save oneself from illicit behavior, relationship, zina, adultery, fornication, intermingling, etc. And we will see, we'll just go over the steps very, very quickly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed as clear signs and clear verses. One was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the had and the penal law with regards to adultery. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about the penal law of that person that levels allegations against those who are chaste. Because if allegations begin to fly and it becomes rife amongst people, then obviously zina will be undermined, it will not be regarded as a severe sin. Allah in between also spoke about the qissa of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, our mother, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the next step, and that is we will not enter the home of anyone else without their permission, because if we do, perhaps we may find the opposite gender dressed in a manner that will lead to fitna and corruption. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded both the male and the female to lower their gazes. And together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded our sisters and our mothers, وَلَا يُبَدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, that they should not expose the beauty that Allah has granted them. And then terminating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ, commanding the guardians of both male and female spouseless individuals that these guardians should make an effort and endeavor to have the nikahs of those under or those who are subordinate to them, because in this there will obviously be chastity. Now in concluding these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. Certainly we revealed upon you these manifest and clear verses. And if we look back, we will understand how clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined these laws. The clarity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded in these ayat, one will marvel at them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so explicit, not only in these verses, but in the other verses of the Qur'an Kareem. And together with that, Allah says, وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and also the conditions of those who have passed before you, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. By and large, the mufassirin, the commentators of the Qur'an, have stated here the examples of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about. Number one is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the allegations that were made against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed those allegations and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved him to be a truthful servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat, obviously a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also removed the allegation from Hazrat Maryam alayha salatu wassalam, when the Bani Israel level the allegations of having committed zina. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had freed her from that allegation. And then we see here in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from the allegation that was made by the munafiqeen. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that. وَمَوْعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But all these are not stories, historical details that we should cherish and marvel over the historical details. That is one aspect of our deen also. But together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a mu'idha. It is an admonishment. It is advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lilmuttaqeen, for those who have the quality of taqwa and piety within them, that they will be able to accept the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then live their lives and abide by the commandments of Allah. So terminating these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how clear these signs are, how clear these verses are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us the reasons why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.